What's good? It's your boy TG, Terry Gilbert, back at it again with another one. Wow, this is actually a really good. I'm happy I recorded this because I wasn't able to record a video for this day, but I'm happy I at 3 a.m. something gave me the itch to like speak and talk about the so-called L I took this week. And it wasn't like a loss, it was a lesson, of course. And so that's all perspective. And at 3 a.m. in the morning, I just was like, hey, I need to talk about this, because sometimes, like, I was talking about planning, I was talking about growing your team, getting your team together and everything, and like sometimes it doesn't fall through. And so here's me at 3 a.m. being a little vulnerable and like talking about what actually happened. And then you'll get a few clips of the meeting that I had with the two dope queens. They're like amazing girls. They're out here grinding. They're grinding so hard, which is why we wasn't able to work together. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Please let me know. Write me a comment. Hit me up however you can. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whichever way you choose. You are now tuned in to the Terry Gilbert Audio Experience. Man, yo, it's 3 a.m. in the morning right now, but I had to hit record, and I had to just talk about what's something that just crossed my mind. And it might be very quick, it might be very faint, but I don't even know if I process this as an L. I'm gonna talk it out with y'all real quick. I feel like I definitely took, I don't know, man. It's like I had the vision, and I'll put some previous clips on here. I'll just cut into one.
Well, first, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing and, like, I guess what you want.
All right. So what I want to start is a media agency, and I have a few people interested in helping, but it's like I want to get it off the ground and, like, you know, already be ready. And then say, like, coming soon and all that other media stuff, you know? And so it'll be more so ads. So it'll be advertising at first. And then I want to transition it to full scale. But it's all a part of, like, my evil genius plan of, like, having the marketing and then the technology comes behind it. And so I'm really into those two, and I want to combine the both of them. And so I want to master marketing first, then move into technology. But I want to, like, really, really master this marketing and advertising area. And so I run ads on my Instagram, but, like, I'm not doing half as much as I should be doing. Like, should be posting, like, 4 times a day and all that other stuff, and, like, real quality content that provides value to everyone. And so I want to work on my personal brand, but I also, like, I see y'all post a lot of, I read y'all posts about entrepreneurship and all this and that, but, like, as far as the way I look at it, like, it's good to not look cool on Instagram for myself. I don't want to look cool. I actually want to be an actual businessman. You know, I want to take care of business first and then look good on Instagram and do all that good stuff and whatnot. And so, like, that's why I want to, like, really take care of this, like, media agency part and, like, get it off the ground and really work on it. And so I guess the first part would be getting the infrastructure. Like, I want to have the infrastructure, like the base.
But I had the vision, and I was like, man, yeah, this is going to blow. I got it. And then, you know, I pitched it. I'm like, yo, I cut into the pitch also. I'm like, man, this is a great idea. I'm like, I'm ready to rock and roll with it. I'm ready to build this up. I don't even need it to be huge right now. I just need to work within the frameworks of it and just build it brick by brick from, you know, from bottom to top. I know it's going to work eventually. But then I get hit with the dreaded email saying, we're not going to be able to commit. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, what? We just had this great meeting. You know, it was great. It was informative. It gave a roadmap. It gave some clarity. I tried my best to articulate everything I needed done or that I needed to get things off the ground, to get things rolling, to use the momentum. And it fell through. Like, when I emailed them back, I was like, my heart dropped in my chest. But, you know, I'm equally as excited for them and the new clients that they have. I'm ecstatic. I'm super excited for them. But I was just like, wow, I just knew that this was it. You know, I had the vision. I'm like, nah, yeah, I know this is exactly it. This is what's going to happen. This is how it's going to get done. And it just ended up falling through. And, like, I know I talked about this probably, like, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, talking about building the team. And then I was being, you know, practicing what I was preaching and reaching out to people. Like I said, I think I said that in one. Well, yeah, I definitely said that. I said re-reach, and I did that, and that was where the two people, and it still fell through. So it's just like, all right, I'm in bounce back mode, and like I'm just, you know, getting over that hump. Yeah, I'm in that phase where I'm like, all right, let's get over this hump. Okay, it's not gonna go the way that we thought it was gonna go. Let's plan differently. Let's execute on the next one. Who's the next person? I can't really worry about what just happened. I got to worry about what's about to happen and keep going towards that goal, my North Star, the thing that God enforced, the thing that I'm going after and the thing that I'm trying to reach. Just keep stepping towards that step by step and building up, you know, from the ground. And, you know, I feel like yes, that's a sign to go harder. And so when I look at things like that, because it's only a sign to go harder because it's something that I really want. And when it's something that you're really passionate about, you don't mind sacrificing things that you like or things that you would like or things that would be perceived as fun. And so when you're really passionate about things, all those other things kind of get pushed to the side. And you'll sacrifice them because this is what you really want. And that's what I'm doing. That's the phase that I'm in right now. And I'm up at 3 a.m. and I'm freaking editing videos and planning content to come. And all the while trying to build that team in order to get this business off the ground. But I wanted to jump in and let you guys, give you guys a, you know, live update, like daily update. Like when things fall through, it's like, okay, you gotta recalibrate. It's like it's an uphill battle. You fall down, you get back up. But yeah, hey, whatever it is that you're doing, keep going. Even when you do get rejected or you do hear a no or it doesn't go as you envision. Cause I really had the vision plain in my head, and they're like, all right, make your vision plain and put time and put metrics on your vision. You know, they tell you all these different things, but keep going, be persistent and be consistent. That's it. And love it. Like I love it. And I guess they call this eating shit. That's what they call this. I love it. Well, it don't feel right. I'm not gonna lie. It don't feel right. But it's like, all right, let's go harder. Yeah. That's what I'm telling myself. I'm like, all right, we gotta go harder. It's like, all right, now we really gotta put our foot on the gas. We gotta really open these doors. But yeah, I wanted to give you guys a live update. I want you guys to know exactly what's happening. And keep following the journey, TG every day. Thank God.